WDAPX listening, 14714. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. Jeff. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Beautiful Sunday morning. Looks like it's going to be a brisk one. What, not even hitting 60 today? Oh, shoot. I have some work to do on my hearse, but I don't know if I even want to go outside. I guess we'll see what ambition has.
Yeah, it's been kind of a cold and chilly the last couple days. Yeah, I'm trying to decide. I know I've got a replacement wood splitter coming Tuesday by FedEx. 107 pounds. I'm going to see how long I'd have to unload that. Don't know exactly.
Well, if you need help, just give me a shout. I always come out and give you a hand. Not a problem.
Well, I'll stage the tractor, so whenever the FedEx person arrives, maybe we can slide it into the bucket of the tractor. I think that'll work somehow, but I don't know.
Hey, understood. Well, like I say, the offer still stands, so. Oh, you're going to laugh at me, but I'm sitting here about ready to open a package of ducks.
Got to think about that. Open a package of duck tape? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I kind of had a moment of weakness, and I was cruising online, and I found this deal for a bunch of little rubber ducks, all Halloween-based. And, well, I now have them in my hand. My intention is to put little magnets on the bottom of them, so when I go to car shows, I can throw the little magnetic ducks on the hood. Just for the hell of it. I don't know. Maybe I'm strange.
I'm trying to think. You know, at the Cherry Festival, they used to have a kids' race where they'd float ducks down the river, down the Boardman River, I think. Is that kind of what you're talking about? Little, like, 4-inch ducks or something like that?
Yeah, something similar. These guys are a little smaller than that, but they're still pretty cool. Oh, hell. But, anyway. Yeah, like I said, it's just one of those, I had a weak moment, and I probably shouldn't have done it, but I did it. And last night I stopped it. I've had a very long week, so I'm kind of enjoying a little radio time here this morning. Let me buy one. Tuesday, I drove to Sheboygan, did some work there, and then drove down to Kalamazoo. Didn't get down to Kalamazoo until like 8 o'clock at night. Worked down in Pawpaw all week. Drove home on Friday. Yesterday morning, I drove all the way down to Mason, then over to Saginaw, and then back up here. So I'm running out of about 5 hours sleep since last night.
That sounds busy. I'm trying to figure out, on ducks, you know, can you borrow some nail polish and put a name or a number on them so you can say that's Duck Benny or Duck Blueberry or something like that?
I'm sure you could. I don't know if I'm going to. Like I said, I think there's little magnets on the bottom of them, and I got one here, a little duck that's got a pumpkin head on him, so it's all fun. You know, that's all the name of the game right there. It's just fun.
Yeah, I've been debating for my project for today to go down to Home Depot and buy a new wheelbarrow. My current one is many, many, many years old, and it's showing its wear.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, I've got light issues on my hearse. I've got someone used Scotch locks, and I think what it was is when they first put in what they call a wigwag, where they make the headlights flash, they used Scotch locks on the wires, and I've got a bunch of wires that have basically started to corrode through and start to fail, so I've got to go in and do a bunch of repairs, and then I've got the purple LEDs have been on there for a few years, and they're starting to give me some issues, so it's time that I've got to go through it all. The purple LEDs I want to go through, but I hate to do it when it's like 50, 60 degrees out, because the 3M tape isn't going to hold up, so I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, question. Scotch wax, are those for the, the crimp connectors, the ones where you can splice a second wire onto a wire? Splice a wire onto a wire. You know what I mean, where you crimp it and it pierces the insulation? Is that the type of thing?
Yeah, one of the same. They are probably one of the worst inventions ever made because they're really not waterproof, and a lot of people use them like under the hood of a vehicle, and they're just notoriously bad. If you're going to make a connection, if you got to cut it, crimp it properly, use some shrink tubing. If you really want to go hog wild, use some solder and solder it up. But those Scotch box are probably the worst invention ever.
You know, I saw some heat shrink splice kits that had a little dab of solder in the center of the splice thingamajob. I don't know exactly how you would melt the solder. I guess when you heat shrink it, it melts the solder. I thought that was kind of an interesting concept, if it worked.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think they do. I really do. Not on my views. Because, I don't know. It's just me, but I've seen them used. They look fine. So I don't know. I have never tested them for durability over any period of time. So.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of look like the insulated crimp connector, but then it's got the translucent heat shrink coating. But it supposedly had that dab of solder right in the center where you normally would have the crimp ferrule thingamajob.
Yep, no, exactly what you're talking about. So, but anyway, there's all kinds of stuff. But I'm just pulling the ducks out and I'm looking at them right now. They're kind of funny. So I've got some duplicates, so maybe the duplicates I'll give to some kids or something. That way I want to keep my main batch, so I've got the different ducks, but I think what I'll do is at a car event or something, if I see a kid, I'll give them one of the duplicates.
Hey, sounds like a plan. Yeah, you know, I heard weather-wise it's going to get back to normal temperatures by the end of the week, but boy, you know, 51 degrees on September 6th or whatever date it is. That's kind of chilly. It's the ATG here.
Yeah, I was just taking a look. You said that. It was supposed to be 67 tomorrow and then up into the 70s the rest of the week. So, and I've got Friday off. So Friday begins my long vacation, so I'm going to really enjoy that. Maybe I'm going to hold off doing the work on the hearse until midweek and do it just after hours, do it when I get home one night.
Okay, sounds like a birthday weekend project. Enjoy yourself and have some fun project.
Oh, will do. So, all right, I've got magnets to mount, and I think I'm going to grab a couple more ducks. I've had a couple out that have ridden with me out in the hearse, so I think I'm going to grab those, throw some magnets on those, too. And my phone's going off, so there you go. Talk to you later, 73 WDADX.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Putting the radio on scan and going to Mr. Coffee.
KCA VSU on North Michigan Link Repeat System on Server City DMR.
Oh, we wait at 5K. This is NHATQ monitoring.
Never drops either because it's HF, so if you're listening and it's bothering you, you just have to come back after 6 o'clock when the net's over, just FYI. But Brett's taking check-in, so feel free to check in as long as you're a licensed amateur radio operator, you can check in on this HF net. Keep it at SWR.
Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening on Central Michigan Emergency, MHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD or HB.
Along, we also have the Northern Network linked into the CC network, just FYI. Keep it SWR.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5.346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan Emergency frequencies. This net is also available via UHF linked repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AUXCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to be part of this net. Hand it over to Roger Warp.
Thanks, Mike. Give it up there. I don't know who that is trying to get into this break, but you don't have any audio. Keep it up, still here.
Number 8 Delta Hotel Charlie testing.
You're making it.
End of test, ADHC clear.
ADHC, keep it up, Sevier. You're making it, so. 7-3, keep it up, Sevier.
Oh, very good. I was trying to break in a little bit earlier, but I guess my signal wasn't strong enough. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Nice night.
Yeah, if that was you earlier, you were not making it, so I don't know why, but I can tell you your audio is kind of hot now. But if that was you that tried to check in three times earlier, yeah, you were all noise. So I don't know why, but anyway. KBSW.
Hey, very good. KBSWR, thank you very much. Yes, it was me. I was trying to get another nut. I was on a handy talkie. I'm on a bigger station now.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes a big difference. That one, like I said, you can turn your audio down. You're pretty hot, but you're making it on that one. You wasn't making it on the handheld. So, not sure where you're at, but repeater you're trying to get into is in Detroit.
Roger. Shouldn't be that far away. I'm in Taylor, Michigan. About
12. Please, sounds good. Well, maybe next week. We have a net every Sunday night at 5 o'clock. So. And I passed your call along. I'm sure Brett will probably put you on the roster as checking in. 7-3, KBSW. I think you went too far because you didn't have any audio that time.
Oh, okay. This should be a little bit better then.
I can hear you.
Hey, this is NADHD. I'll be pretty audible now.
You got plenty of audio. You went from not having it. Thanks for being loud and not having any, and now you're almost too much, but you're copyable anyway. Anyways.
Okay, very good. Have a great day, and 73, thank you for all the help. This has been ADHC Clear.
Have a good day. Can we just have your clear?
Hey. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening.
Just wanted to say hello.
88 FHW. Oh, even so. Yeah, I'm going to drop the connection here to UHF, so. I will chat at you later. Bye-bye. Keep it up there.
FJW, Monica.
KE8 FJW, Monica.